You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What's up, Raider Nation? Welcome to another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast on this Wednesday, July 17, 2019. Back after one day missing. Sorry about that. There was no Tuesday episode. As you know, I was at the Big 12 Media Days in Arlington, Texas, and it was really a lot of fun. College football is right around the corner, which means that NFL is right around the corner. But yeah, I apologize for missing on Tuesday's show. I just got so super busy. I was planning on actually recording it Monday night. I was like, okay, I'll just do it Monday night. And then we went out with a bunch of the media members that were there, a bunch of people that we hadn't seen in a while. You know, every year it's like that. Big 12 Media Days, the Super Bowl, stuff like that. You always meet up with all the other media guys that are there and you start talking and going out to eat and, you know, whatever. And that's kind of what happened. So I didn't get to record it Monday night. And then Tuesday morning, I was like, okay, well, I'll just get up a little early and then do it. But Tuesday morning was very, 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 very busy, where I actually was, well, first of all, very angry at my co-host on my show, from my radio show, Craig Smoke. I was very, very, very angry at him, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But we had to get there super early on Tuesday because Baylor was actually doing, they were going through their Big 12 Media Day. And so since my radio station is the flagship station of Baylor, we had to be there. We had to make sure we interviewed the head coach, Matt Rhule, any players that he brought by. And then obviously the University of Texas was there that on Tuesday as well. And so that's pretty a big deal. And so I had to interview coaches, players, actually one player in particular, Zach Shackelford. He's actually from the Central Texas area. He's from Belton, Texas, and he's actually going to be he'll be going to the league next year. This is his senior year. He's an offensive lineman, a center, really, really stinking good. If he has a healthy year at the University of Texas this year, he probably will be a first round draft pick. But I had to talk to him and do some interviews. So anyway, long story short, we did so many interviews over the course of 2 days. Between two radio shows, it was only two shows, we did over 30 interviews. Over two shows, over 30 interviews at Big 12 Media Days. It was pretty intense. It was awesome. It's a lot of fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about it. But on Tuesday in particular, the reason why my co-host really, really made me angry, we all got to Jerry's World. We all got to the AT&T Stadium really, really early to start preparing for this and start getting these players and coaches as they started rolling in. And yeah. He didn't show up. He was a no-show. It was me, Paul Catalina, who's on the other show on my radio station, and David Smoke, who's actually my boss and Craig Smoke's dad, if you didn't put those two and two together. But yeah, Craig didn't show up till 10:30-ish, 10:35 or whatever. We were already done. We were already done with all the interviews, already locked in, and he comes strolling in and just sat down like it was nothing. So I'm telling you, Raider Nation, I normally wouldn't complain like this on the podcast because I'm sure that you can care less. Like, oh, Q, don't worry about it. Your life's gonna be okay. But no, man, I was hot. And there's not a whole lot I could say. I'm not gonna make a scene because I'm at Jerry's World. I wanted to cuss him out, but I didn't. Again, like I said, we're at Jerry's World. There's a lot of people around. I'm not gonna get out of character or anything. But I'll tell you one thing. He asked me. He walked by me and said, "Hey, how was that Zach Shackelford interview?" I didn't say a word. I didn't look at him. Nothing. I'll tell you this, Raider Nation. I didn't get unprofessional because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let him ruin who I am. But I'll tell you what I did do. Anytime during commercial break, I mean, and literally, we are sitting next to each other, side by side. During commercial break, normally we'll talk, chit-chat, whatever. Didn't say a word. I didn't say one word to him, and I never looked at him one time throughout the day. Not one time did I look at him. And one of my other co-workers, Paul Catalina, said, "Hey, man, what's wrong? What are you upset at?" And I said, "You know what I'm upset at. Dude's not a team member. He's not part of the team, obviously. It's a selfish move, man. You don't show up a couple hours later and then think that everything is all good. That's just wasn't cool." So That was my day. That was my Tuesday. I was very, very angry, very upset by the fact that he was able to pull that off or pulled that off and thought it was okay. Apparently, somebody has spoke to him and said something to him. I don't know if that's going to change anything, but that really ran me hot. That ran me hot. So I didn't mean to take the first 4 or 5 minutes of the podcast today by venting about what happened on Tuesday. But, man, I was not in a good mood. I was pissed. I mean, just the nerve of him just to not show up, not do any of the interviews, knowing that's why we're there, and then all of a sudden just roll in like it's cool. Like it's cool to miss. That isn't cool. So anyway, now let me just move on from that because that was what it is. Also on Tuesday, what made me happy, though, after the show was over at 3 o'clock, I put my backpack on my bag, on my back, and I rolled. I was like, I'm out. And I walked out and I left because Little Q was landing in Dallas. He was actually landing at about 5 o'clock Central Time, but I rolled out. I left Jerry's World about 3:15, 3:30, headed straight to the airport, sat down and did some work and waited for Little Q to arrive from Fresno, California. And let me tell you, Raider Nation, not only did he arrive, my man is 6'3". 6'3". I told him, I said, man, you get a little bit taller. I'm about to do a DNA test on you, make sure that you're actually mine, which was a funny joke. I was just joking. I wasn't serious. But man, oh man, it's a big dude. But anyway, real happy. That made my day better. Real happy that he was able to come in and fly in. And he's going to be with me in Central Texas till about August 4th before he flies back to Fresno and get prepared for the next school season, his junior year at Roosevelt High. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully I get an opportunity to have him play some ball with some Baylor players. That's what the goal is. I'm gonna try to do that, get him in a couple gyms out here, and then also, you know, just go play some ball and hang out, you know, have some father-son time, man. So they grow up so stinking fast, man. Before you know it, he gonna be looking at me and be like, hey, little dude. Instead of me calling him little dude, he's gonna be looking at me saying little dude. He's already taller than me, so you know, yeah, it don't take long, Raider Nation. You already know, any of you who have kids knows how quickly they grow up. I never thought it would happen that fast, but boy, it did. Boom. So anyway, so he's here with me in Central Texas, and that's cool. That's awesome. So that made my Tuesday much better. But man, that Craig Smoke, he ran me hot. He ran me hot. So what's coming up on today's show? Segment number 3, I got your call straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. That's going to be in segment number 3. Segment number 2, I'm going to give you news and notes that I kind of been rounding up. I've been kind of jotting down. And then I'm going to finish off segment number 1 telling you about something else that's going to be going on the podcast next week. And I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but Matt Williamson, he does Locked On NFL, the Locked On NFL podcast, and I've been on his show a few times. He's been on my show a few times. Really, really good dude. He's going on vacation next week. So what the Locked On Network is doing is putting together teaming up five different pairs of hosts from the Locked On Network to do one single show per week. So I don't know, maybe the 49ers and the Broncos are doing Monday. So-and-so is doing Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, it's something like that. I'm not really quite sure on all the details. Once I find out all the details, I'll let you know. I got this email from David Locke, and he sent it to everyone asking who would want to do it. Well, there was like 10 people who responded immediately. So I knew there's only 5 shows, so I said, oh, well, they already, you know, they already did it. It's all good. But obviously they wanted me to do it, so they hit me up. They did a follow-up email directly to me saying, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but we'd like to have you pair up with somebody and do a show sometime next week. So I thought, okay, that's cool, whatever. So I'm pairing up with Travis Wingfield. He's host of Locked On Dolphins. Sometime next week, we're going to have a show that's going to drop on the Locked On NFL Network instead of Locked On Raiders or Locked On Dolphins. We're going to do that show as well. But at the same time, we're going to drop something on the Locked On NFL Network. And I'm not 100% positive when it's going to be, what day it's going to be, how we're going to do it. But we're going to do it over the weekend. He's already been texting me, and we're going to record something this weekend. So I'm not really sure how the structure is going to go, if it's going to be one monster crossover edition. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I'm just telling you, it's in the works. Sometime next week, me and Travis Wingfield from Locked On Dolphins are going to be doing a show together. So when it drops, you'll know about it. I'll let you know all about it. And when I get really more details, I'm just still kind of catching up and getting back in, you know, in town and just, I don't know, man. It's like everything's a whirlwind right now. Everything's moving 100 miles an hour, so I'm just trying to really catch up on everything that I may have missed while I was out of town. So that's what's going to happen next week. Now, coming up in segment number 2, I do have some news and notes that I want to get to, some stuff I collected for the last couple days. Then in segment number 3, calls off the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. So the news and the notes around the league, that's coming up next right here on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team. Every day.
Here we are, Raider Nation. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast on this Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. Your boy Q here. You can always find me on Twitter at your boy Q254. And you can always call that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line 707-654-4693. Your calls will come up in segment number three. Right here, I just want to kind of give you the news and notes, a few nuggets around the league, and obviously have to do with the Raiders as well. And then, like I said, in segment number three, we'll get to your calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. So the news and notes that I really collected. First, former first-round pick, left guard Jonathan Cooper was signed on Monday by the Raiders. Now, that's just a move in insurance, basically. It's basically insurance just to make sure. We all know, we talked about it already, about Richie Incognito being suspended for the first two games of the regular season. He's got to make the roster. Not 100% sure that he's going to make the roster. Have a pretty good feeling he's going to make the roster, but you know, he's got to still go out there and earn it during training camp, preseason, something that we talked about already. I have a pretty good idea that Denzel Good is going to be the guy to get that left guard position while Incognito is suspended. But you never know. There's other guys that can that could slide in that, and it's going to be an interesting little camp battle, something to definitely pay attention to when training camp rolls around, that left guard position, who holds it down the best. Because again, like I said, I believe I said on Monday, Richie Incognito might all of a sudden become expendable. You know, and all of a sudden, hey, we really don't need this guy because so-and-so filled in that role. So this is just another guy. He was not very good. I mean, he just wasn't. There's a reason why he's basically been a bust. He was a 2013 first-round draft pick, Jonathan Cooper, and he just never, ever, ever, ever lived up to it. And, I mean, he's floated around the league a little bit. But as far as I'm concerned, he's just insurance. Make sure that guys don't get hurt in training camp. And, you know what I mean? It's just it's a real minor move, but obviously it's something to talk about when you know that Richie Incognito is out for the first two regular season games. So the Raiders want to make sure that they have, you know, their I's dotted and their T's crossed. Make sure that they have enough guys when they go to camp, guys that can get reps. Also, you know, provide more competition at that position. So that's fine. Anyway, Jonathan Cooper right now currently is a member of the Oakland Raiders. Former Raider wide receiver, the guy that they made a trade for last year during the draft, Martavis Bryant, he actually applied for reinstatement to the league. He did that on Monday, and I don't think that there's any chance, any hope that he's even going to think about coming back to the Raiders, or the Raiders are even going to think about getting him back. Remember the white tiger, like John Gruden called him? He was the guy that, you know, when you go to the zoo and you look in the tiger den and you never see the white tiger, that's because he just doesn't show up, and then every once in a while he shows up, and you're like, man, the white tiger's awesome, but doesn't show up enough for you to really not worth the price of admission. And that was pretty funny when John Gruden labeled him that white tiger. And well, we saw it throughout 2018 when he was out there. He just basically, not a no-show, but he didn't do anything impressive. He didn't do anything. And I thought he was going to bring a little bit of juice to the wide receiving room, but he really, really did not. He brought nothing to the wide receiver room. So he did apply for reinstatement. I don't know if he's going to be reinstated. I don't even know what he has left in the tank if he does get reinstated. But obviously he has a lot of issues. We know that he's always smoking the weed. He's always getting high. A lot of it has to do with his mental illness, you know. And look, I'm not going to get mad at him for having mental illness or having any kind of mental issues, saying Richie Incognito has the same mental issues. And a lot of the players in the league have the same mental issues. And a lot of them smoke weed to make themselves feel better. And it probably is a lot better than half the pills that they be popping or half the pills that the training staff be giving these players. But that's not my battle. Right now, it's something that's not allowed in the league, and you get suspended for it. And so Martavis Bryant has been suspended multiple times. Indefinite suspension is what he's on right now. And he's applying for reinstatement. I know he battles with ADHD. He's got a lot of demons that he's fighting and trying to overcome. But it looks like he's trying to, you know, make a comeback in the league. I just told you on Monday about Rolando McClain trying to make a comeback. I mean, everyone is trying to make a comeback, trying to get reinstated, who's been currently, you know, out of the league. Hell, Randy Gregory, he's applying for reinstatement for the Cowboys as well. I mean, it's another case. All three of those guys, you can lump them all in the same conversation. Randy Gregory, Martavis Bryant, and Rolando McClain. They all have all the same issues. They all are trying to overcome mental health. I mean, they're going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, they can't leave the sticky icky icky alone. They just can't put the weed down. And again, a lot of it has to do with just calming their nerves and taking that pain away that their body has. And so it's a tough, sticky situation. I mean, you know, you're talking about a substance that is legal in a lot of places. You can go somewhere and get it, but then at the same time, you can't do it in the NFL and you get suspended for it. But then there's other things you can do in the NFL and not get in trouble for it. You know what I mean? It's very inconsistent. The NFL, the one thing I have never understood about the NFL is the way that they levy down suspensions for some things and then don't do suspensions for other things that you would think really should get suspensions. You know, I mean, a lot of, to be honest with you, weed don't bother me. I don't smoke it, but it don't bother me. You know what I mean? If these cats that are playing this game, they want to smoke weed and it makes them feel better, I don't care. It ain't my problem. I'm not encouraging it, but that's on them. This other stuff, domestic violence and hurting kids and drunk driving, DUIs, and you know what I mean? Stuff like that, that's the kind of stuff that I'm concerned about. Those are the kind of behavioral issues that the league really needs to come down on hard instead of worrying about a dude smoking weed. But again, that's a whole nother argument. That's a whole nother subject, and that I really don't want to get into the politics of it, because as we all know from this podcast, I'm not a political type dude, and I don't mean politics like in Washington. I'm just saying politics on what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. You know, everyone has their vices, and that's just what, you know, that's what those cats choose to do. Right now in the league, it comes with a suspension if you do it. So those guys are trying to come back from suspension. Something else that happened on Monday, Jadeveon Clowney did not sign his franchise tag. He did not get a long-term deal. He's actually getting the NFLPA is filing a grievance against the Texans because they labeled him a defensive end / linebacker when they gave him the franchise tag, and he wants to be just labeled a straight-up defensive end, which comes with a almost $18 million franchise tag, where the DN / linebacker comes with a 15-point-something franchise tag, 15-point-something million. So it's a difference of almost $2 million. So he's filing that grievance against the Texans. Apparently, when they fired their GM, Brian Gain, part of the reason why they fired Brian Gain was because they were having issues trying to get Jadeveon Clowney's contract done, and he was part of the problem. So not too sure how this is going to shake out. The Texans are currently working without a GM. They're not going to have a GM for all of 2019, according to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who covers the Texans like a glove. He said they're going to readdress it after the draft in 2020, because that's when Nick Caserio, who is a member of the New England Patriots front office, that's when his contract with the Patriots actually expires. So I tell you all that news about Jadeveon Clowney and the Texans because I know there's been conversation. Hell, I've even talked about Jadeveon Clowney on this podcast before. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I don't know if he's just going to what John said is going to happen is he's going to skip all the training camp, and then he'll sign the franchise tag, and he'll go. He's not going to miss any game checks. He'll play the whole season, and then he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Either he'll get a contract with the Texans, maybe they try to franchise him again, or maybe he gets a free agent deal somewhere else. There still could be a situation where he gets traded. And I know there's some folks that aren't real high on Jadeveon Clowney, and I'm not a super fan of him. I know that he's never going to live up to the hype that he had when he was drafted number one overall the same year that Khalil Mack went number four to the Raiders. I get that. And even when Khalil Mack was in the draft before he was a Raider, I was pounding the table saying he should be the number one pick overall because I knew the Texans had the pick, and I thought that he would have fit better in their scheme than Jadeveon Clowney. I thought he just did things better than Clowney. Well, come to find out, Khalil Mack fits in every scheme. Khalil Mack is just that stick. I didn't think he was that stinking good. I thought he was going to be good. I didn't know he was going to be the guy he is, and I'm not trying to, you know, peel a Band-Aid off a wound or anything. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to reopen that wound talking about Khalil Mack, but it's just interesting. So I'm going back to Jadeveon Clowney. I just feel like he is a good player. He does get banged up. He's only played in, I believe, 60 out of 82 games or something like that. I mean, he missed a lot of games. He had a knee surgery, and he had that microfracture knee surgery after he fell in a hole. I mean, it was really weird. At the Texans practice facility, he actually fell into a hole and messed up his knee, and that was his rookie year, and he ended up having microfracture surgery. He's come back, and he's bounced back, and when he's out there, he's pretty sticking good, but he's really, really better, I think, against the run than he even is as a sack artist. I think he only has like 29 career sacks, but I mean, the guy could play. He's been in the league for a while. And again, he's not Khalil Mack, so he's not going to ever get Khalil Mack money or Aaron Donald type money. That's what he wants, but reality is he's not going to get that. The question is, what are you willing to pay him, and are you willing to make a move for him if he becomes available? If the Texans say, you know what, yeah, we can move on from this guy. And, you know, I wouldn't be against the Raiders bringing him in if they traded and it was a decent trade. It wasn't, you know, giving up the farm for him, and they gave him a decent contract. I don't think that they are going to break the bank for him. They're not going to give him a Khalil Mack type deal. They're not going to give him an Aaron Donald type deal. But if they were to give him a decent deal, I could see that. I honestly think that he is probably what Clelin Ferrell is going to be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Clelin Ferrell is going to be a guy who's going to be like the all-time sack leader, but I just think he's going to be really stinking good. He's going to get sacks. I think at some point he'll probably get double-digit sacks a season. I mean, if he gets 10 sacks a season, That's damn good. That's good. That's return on investment right there. 10 sacks a season. I'm not saying his rookie year because it's, you know, he'll be a rookie and that's not easy. But if he ends up averaging about 10 sacks a season, you can't get mad at that. That's consistency, and he's good at – he doesn't have to come off the field. He's not just a guy that, oh, he can only pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. He's good at stopping the run. He's a great leader, and he's also going to get, you know, get after the quarterback. So he could be, you know, obviously he's a three-down player. He's a three-down defensive player. He's going to be really good. But I think that Jadeveon Clowney is a lot like him. And so I can see him fitting into Paul Gunther's system, and I can see the Raiders maybe even getting a little greedy and saying, you know what? Let's go on and get one more defensive piece out there. Could you ever really have too many pass rushers, especially veteran pass rushers? The Raiders don't have veteran guys. They're expecting Clelin Ferrell to come in and be a dude. You're expecting Arden Key to take a big step up. You're expecting Max Crosby to take a big step up. But look, these guys are all young. They're all what we'd call new booties, you know? Clelin Ferrell and Max Crosby have never taken a snap in the league, and Arden Key missed 13 sacks last season. So I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. And since he did not get his long-term deal done, it's still going to be floating around there. And so I'm going to continue to keep an eye on it. I'm going to continue to talk to John McClain about it whenever he comes on the show. He's on the show every single Friday with us at 12:30 Central Time. And I'm just going to ask him, you know, what's it all like? What's it all like? I know there's nothing to really report new on it because he's going to skip everything. He's going to skip training camp, which could end up being a downfall for him. He could end up getting injured again, and that will really play against him because he does have injury prone. You know, he is injury prone. So that's something that if he thinks about it, he needs to be aware that that could happen. I was saying when Josh Jacobs hadn't had this contract signed, I said, I don't want him to miss training camp because I don't want him to be one of those guys that gets injured. Well, Jadeveon Clowney, with his injury history already, he's a prime candidate to get injured if he doesn't get to training camp. But it doesn't sound like he's going to be there. So I just say, not saying I'm all in on going after and go get Jadeveon Clowney, but I will say I'm all in and keeping an eye on him. I think that that's fair. You could talk about that. We could talk about that. 707-654-4693. That's the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line and your calls. They're coming up next right here on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are, final segment of the day. Locked On Raiders podcast voicemail line, wide open like some TV antennas, 707-654-4693. Going to hear your calls here in this segment. Let's start things off with Raider Mike calling in for a few reasons, including his hometown. His hometown is a hometown of a guy that's been on this podcast, a former Raider who's been on this show. It's from Raider Mike's hometown. Here's his call.
OG, what's up, man? It's Raider Mike, 902. Hey, man, I just really thought about something as I was over the weekend just thinking about some Raiders things. And I'm originally from New York, Pennsylvania, and I don't think anybody knew this. That's where our legendary lineman, Lincoln Kennedy, is from. And I just thought that was something that I needed to come on the podcast to tell, and that really, changed everything. I remember growing up, the people around York would be like, hey, that's my cousin, this and that, all that. But I remember that he was from York, Pennsylvania, where I was from growing up. He actually grew up, I think, a year after my mom. And this is crazy, man. I never would have thought that. It's amazing, man. You know, I can't believe it. You know, it's not talked about much, you know, because I'm from a small town. But, man, to know that and to be able to just say I'm from the same place as a legendary Oakland Raider is exciting to me. And another thing, I had some bogus, corny 49ers fan that barely knew about his team. He didn't know who the quarterback was. He didn't know the running back. He didn't know anybody on the squad. He had the nerve to ask me if I was a real Raiders fan. I told this man, listen, I've been a Raiders fan since 1999. I was born in 92. You know, Pop grew up a Raiders fan. In 99, I really started watching football. So I was like, yeah, that's my team, you know, followed up with my pops. But growing up, I loved the attitude You know, we lost it. You know, we haven't had it for years. But you know what? It's on the way back. And this guy had the nerve to ask me if I was a real Raiders fan. I said, bro, listen. When you can go through the Walters, the Tucciasiopos, the Aaron Brooks, the Dante Culpepper, Terry Collins game, then talk to me. I said, I still remember Lamont Jordan was our running back. I said, bro, the Raider Nation did through some tough times. But out of all that, the fact that this guy said, are you a Raiders fan now because they're on the way to greatness? I said, you know what? The fact that you were able to acknowledge that we're about to be great, that says a lot about you. You know? So a lot of fans, you know, a lot of fan bases want to dog us and talk crazy. You know what? At the end of the day, we're on our way back to greatness, baby. We're on our way. I believe that. I will always believe that. And I can't wait. I can't wait to go along this ride, man. We're going to be great. We're going to do great things. I want Gruden here to stay. Carr's here to stay. But we got the right team. The right chemistry. Well, we're on our way, man. We're on our way, Raider Nation. Just believe in it. Just believe in it. I know we're going to talk crazy on game day if Carr makes a mistake or we play like trash. That's fine. But that's just part of the process. That's part of the process. We're on our way. All right, man. I know. I just wanted to tell them stories and, you know, I always got a story about Raider Nation, man. That's all I do all day, man. Read up on my Raiders. You have to. All right, man.
I like it a lot, man. Big Lincoln Kennedy. That's awesome. I ran into him on Sunday at the SportsCon event that was going on in Dallas. It used to be the Fantasy Football Convention. Well, it was going on in Dallas on Sunday when I rolled into town. And it's funny, man. I ran into Lincoln Kennedy and I introduced myself because, you know, we just had that interview with him on the podcast. And yeah, he was like, man, I think that went really good, right? I said, yeah, everything went really good. And so we actually chopped it up for a few minutes. It was pretty cool. And then when I was leaving the convention, this is how funny things are. He had rolled out. He had just left with his two boys, and they were standing on the corner right there in Dallas. And I was like, I pulled up in my truck, and I said, Link, I said, you need a ride, man. You got a car on the way. And he had already called his Uber, but apparently the Uber was really lagging. And I was like, dog, you can cancel that Uber, man. I could take you if you want. But, I mean, hey, I totally get it. So he's like, oh, I got the car on the way. It's all good, but, you know, I appreciate it. But, I offered Big Lincoln a ride in the caddy. A Lincoln was going to be in the caddy until he wasn't. But that's really cool, man. Raider Mike, I appreciate that call. And then don't worry about fans that are trying to question you as a real Raider fan. When people say that to me or even question that, oh, how long have you been a Raider fan or something like that, you know, people that just don't know, I'm looking at them like, are you kidding me? You know, and there's some people that don't know. You know, it's so funny when I start talking about the Raiders or something and someone will say, oh, you're a Raider fan? How long has that been? I was like, forever? Forever. And then I just realized that they just don't know. They just don't know. So don't worry about it. Do like a PE in North Carolina would say. Tell them to kick rocks with no shoes on. All right. Just go ahead and do that. Next call is coming from Touchdown Raider in South Carolina. He is calling in to talk about the podcast and how to improve it. It's actually a pretty funny call. I like this, man. Touchdown Raider in South Carolina.
Thank you. This is a Touchdown Raider calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, man. A few shows ago, I think it was a few weeks ago, actually, you made mention about improving the show. Man, I don't know what you could do to improve aside from, like, getting some Hall of Famers on. Oh, wait a minute. You do that. I mean, aside from, I don't know, just being right down there on the field with Chucky himself. Actually, there is one thing that you could improve on, man, it's just driving me nuts. And the intro to the podcast rocks, dude. The poem with the beat, everything is solid, except for the piano and the strings, man, they ruin it. If you lose the strings, if you lose the piano, somebody's probably going to have their heart broken, and it was okay, and it was okay for a time. Maybe going forward, maybe just keep the drum track. Those beats are solid. Anyway, man, You have a fantastic day. Thank you for doing everything you do. And all my love to the nation. And this is Chucktown Raider, and I'm out.
Thank you so much for the call, man. Thank you for the compliments on the show. I really appreciate that. I can't change the intro. The intro was actually custom made for me. And actually, I've gotten a lot of compliments on that intro. I've actually even emailed it to a few of the listeners of the podcast because they just want to have it. That was a really cool little thing, a little custom intro. And I know that you're not complaining about it or anything like that. But, you know, every once in a while, something will stand out to you. And that's understandable. I totally get that. I'm trying to remember what song it was. There was a song, a hip-hop song, that used to bother the mess out of me. Oh, no. I think it was an Aaliyah song. I think it was, and all you heard was the baby crying in the background. I don't know why it always used to bother the mess out of me, but it did. And it was a really good song. What was it? Was it on Rock the Boat? No, I don't remember what Aaliyah's song it was, and shame on me. I played Aaliyah all the damn time as a DJ. I just don't remember exactly what song it was, but it was Are You the One? You know what I'm talking about, though, right, Raider Nation? Where the little baby's in the background. Now I'm going to have to Google it, and I'm going to have to find it. Oh, man. See what you did? Anyway, thank you, Touchdown Raider, for that call. I appreciate you. Next call, Eazy-E in L.A. He's calling in to talk about Amari Cooper. This is a pretty good call. He got a good few laughs out of it. I like it. Here's Eazy-E in L.A.
Yeah, this is Eazy-E calling once again from Los Angeles. Yeah, I was calling again about the Amari Cooper comment, talking about he didn't feel like he was a professional, an NFL player, until he signed with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I was pretty angry when I heard that, when I heard his interview. But now that I think about it, you know, it's just, I'm really happy with John Gruden and the whole direction we're going now. And I'm glad, you know, I don't even miss that dude no more. Now, Khalil Mack, that's a class act right there. We all hated to see him go, but Amari Cooper, you know, I mean, the fact that he said that, I think he's going to have problems for the rest of his career. Because anytime you put an NFL jersey on and you get an NFL check, you better believe you are in the NFL or it's going to be not for long, baby. If you have that attitude, Raiders was right. John Gruden is the man. And it's, hey, Raider Nation for life. And I'm out.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, man, I like it when Eazy-E calls, because whenever he calls in, he's always laughing, man. I bet you sitting down and having a good conversation with you is a lot of fun, man. I love it when people are laughing and just have that fun personality and that fun attitude. And that call, I think that sums it up right there. So one day, I'm going to sit down and have a beer with you, and I guarantee we're going to have a bazillion laughs. So hopefully, maybe you're going to make it to that December 15th game, the last regular season game at the Oakland Coliseum for forever. You know, hopefully, you'll make it out there and we have that big, huge tailgate. Next call, Raider Al in Georgia calling in to talk about, well, Jadeveon Clowney, a guy that I mentioned in segment number 2. He also shouts out Vader Raider, Anna in section 107, Virginia Raider, and Mark Hatter. Here he is, Raider Al in Georgia.
Yo, Q, what's going on, brother? Raider Al from Georgia. Calling to correct my last call. Both of my kids have master's degrees, not bachelor's. They have bachelor's, but they have the master's also. Also, I heard somebody talk about Clowney. Here's my deal with Clowney. He wants Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack money. I personally don't think he's that good. So I want to stay far and clear away from this guy. And I don't think he's ever played a 16-game season. That's number one. Number two, shout out to Vader Raider and Anna in section 106 or 107, wherever she sits, because she has a bathroom Raider gear down. Now, Q, you know I'm proud of my man cave. You guys got to take a look at her bathroom, boy. It's a sight to see. And also, shout out to Mark Hatter. I met him on the Facebook page, and he said he also listens to the podcast. He's called in a few times. And shout out to Virginia Raider. Raider out. Out.
Now, see, that's what I said. Jadeveon Clowney is a guy that is not for everybody. Raider Allen, Georgia, not a big fan of his. He's not as good as Khalil Mack, obviously. He's not as good as Aaron Donald. He had a ton of hype after that big hit that he had in the bowl game when he was only, what, a sophomore, and he had to go back to school and play one more year at South Carolina. He'll never be able to live up to that monster, you know, hit that he had and kind of the expectations that were on him when he was drafted number one overall in the league. Some of that is on him. Some of that was his work ethic. Some of it is, you know, just because the expectations were too high. But like I said, Jadeveon Clowney is not for everybody. I totally get it. But still doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep my eye on him just because he could be a nice little addition to the Raiders defense if they think that he'd be a good fit for them. So something to pay attention to in my book. Raider Allen Georgia wasn't done, though. He had to call back real quick to shout out Raider Nation in general and speak on this offseason.
Hey, Q, Raider Al calling back real quick, man. I just want to let you guys know, you Raider fans, Q, you with the podcast, Chase with the page, connecting with all these Raider fans. As I always tell you guys, I've been a fan 45-plus years. This has been the best offseason of my life, and I appreciate all you guys. Raider out.
Thank you so much, my man. You said that this offseason was the best one you've had in your life as far as the Raiders go. I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you 100%, and I'll tell you right now, going into the offseason, I remember when the season was starting to wind down, my mom asked me, so do you still do the podcast in the offseason? I said, I guess. I did, because I didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, when you don't know, you don't know. So I said, I guess. I think I do. I guess we'll just do the best we can, you know. I really didn't know what to expect. But, man, it is, one, it's flown by, and two, it's been really awesome. And you know, having all the record number of downloads that we had, and I'm not saying record as far as podcasts across America go, but for me, that was great. You know, everything was great. Now, I've told you before, the numbers are way squirrely now, but whatever. It is what it is. You know, it's a great big family that we have, and this is a lot of fun. This is an absolute lot of fun. It's a lot of work. You know, it is a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. I appreciate each and every one of you who helps make this as great as it is, because without you, I don't really even matter. You know what I mean? I mean, again, and I'm not, you know, trying to diminish who I am either. I'm not trying to take no credit from, you know, at all. But, I mean, if you're not listening, it don't matter what I talk about. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, in a movie theater, if there's nobody in it, the movie still plays, but who watched it? You know what I mean? Like, the movie's going to play, but if ain't nobody in the theater, ain't nobody watching it. So, yeah, I'm going to put the podcast out, but if ain't nobody listening to it, it's just sitting there. You know, and there's podcasts. There's so many podcasts out there you could choose from. There's some out there that just sit there and don't get listened to. And, again, not disrespecting anybody who does a podcast. I respect everyone who does it. It's just some hit, some don't. And, you know, when they do hit, it's a good thing. And I feel like this one is hit. So I really, really do appreciate everyone helping grow this thing and make it what it is today. So Raider Al, I am right there with you. Next call, X Raider in the 916. He's calling in about the Raider mystique and what it really is. Here he is.
What up, Q? What up, Raider Nation? This is X Raider calling from Sacramento. I want to chime in really quick about the Raider mystique. I know a lot of us have been mentioning team and players, and that's all good and all. But the truth, at least in my opinion, everyone has great answers and stuff, by the way. But in my opinion, it's the fans that bring up the mystique. You know, we're the ones represented 24/7 when the season's happening, when it's off season, wherever we go, whether we're on vacation, whether we go to church. You know, some of us take our Raider hats. The point is, we're always represented. So that's my short answer. You know, you got to chime in all you want, you know, and add on if you want. But, yeah, I think it's us. You know, we regulate when someone doesn't come correct, especially in the Coliseum. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. Different things just need to be done. However, you know, that's us. That's us. That's not the players on the field. That is us regulating, you know, all the other fair weather fans that just want to chime in and talk BS about the Raiders, not even knowing stats, not even knowing facts. So that's short and quick. Raider fans, we are the mystique. Okay, so represent your colors. You know, I know we all paint silver and black, so that we've got to wear our colors. And even if we're not, someone doesn't come right, you know, we will regulate. So that's us. We are the regulators. We are the Raider mystique. That's Raider.
Hey, man. I like that. I really do like that, and I'm trying not to go super long. You know, I feel like I have a story behind every call, but I like that call. And you know, you're absolutely right. And I said this on the podcast back during the regular season when I was so mad. Not really mad. I don't think that's the right word, but I was very passionate about the fact that no matter who's playing and who's wearing the silver and black, the fans, us as fans, we're still going to be rooting for them. So we see players come and go. We see players join the Raiders and not care about the Raiders, just go and join them for a check. Not really necessarily now. That's not necessarily what's going on now. I feel like a lot of the players that are there, most of the players after being weeded out, are guys that want to be Raiders, right? But how many times over the years as fans have we seen guys just be there and they don't give a damn about the jersey that they're wearing? You know, now there's some that are like, oh my God, this is a whole nother level being wearing the silver and black and having this helmet on, being part of this organization, because one, a lot of guys are football junkies. They're just, you know, they know the history. They know what it means, all that stuff. But then there's some that are just there to, like I said, collect a check. So the one thing that is consistent, to your point, X-Raider, is us, the fans. Because it doesn't matter what dude is out there rocking that jersey or throwing that ball or carrying the rock or trying to sack the quarterback that's wearing the silver and black. We are going to support them as fans. I don't think anybody in Raider Nation really likes Richie Incognito, but I tell you right now, he's wearing the silver and black, and if he's there in week three, we will be pulling for him. So you are spot on when you say the mystique of the Raiders is the fans, because we, the fans, are the ones that go all out. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. Obviously not on the field, but I mean, we're in the sports bars fighting, arguing, not fighting physically, but arguing for our team, arguing for our coach. Man, I went to a one-year-old birthday party, a one-year-old's birthday party a couple weekends ago in Houston, in H-Town, and some dude was talking mess about John Gruden, and I mean, it got loud. It got loud between me and him because he was, oh, your coach don't know what he's doing, this and that. And I'm like, man, what team is your team? I think I told you about that on the podcast. I was like, you haven't even told me what your team is yet. And he still hasn't told me what his team was. And it didn't matter, but it's just so funny because it got so loud. I got so loud and so passionate about it. All of a sudden, the wife comes around the corner to see what's going on. She thinks that, like, oh, man, Q's getting into it or something's going on. And then she said, what's up? And I said, oh, we're talking about John Gruden and the Raiders. Oh, you're talking Raider football? Oh. Have at it. Go on, do what you do. I mean, and that's, you know, that's just, so yeah, I say all that to tell you that you're spot on with what you said. So thank you. Again, I'm not trying to preach and go on this big long rant, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Again, saying like PE said before, you know, don't stop what makes you, or don't take away what makes you special. Damn it, I can't remember that line. PE, you got to call back and give me your line. I forgot it. Clearly. Don't lose what makes you special. That's what it was. Don't lose what makes you special. And sometimes going on a rant like this makes me a little special. Sometimes I feel like I'm special in other ways too that aren't so good, like I can get a check for. But that's okay. It's okay, man. I'll take it. I ain't mad at it. All right, next call. Now that that's done. Raider Pat in Baja. He is a new booty caller calling in about the Raider mystique. And again, before I even go any further and go on another rant, I got to give Most Known Unknown a lot of props because this was his topic, and man, it's been really good to hear the calls and the thoughts on the Raiders' mystique. So thank you, Most Known Unknown, for that topic. But here's Raider Pat in Baja.
Hello, Q. This is Raider Pat down at Tijuana, Baja, California, Mexico. And I'm a new booty, fresh fish. Wanted to talk about the mystique of the Raiders from... I'm 59 years old, from ever since I was a child up until the year the 2000-2001. And, man, do I miss it, and I'm sure there are a lot of other fans that miss it. What else can I tell you? The late, great Lyle Alzado, all wired up on steroids, loved it. Howie Long, I mean, it was a good Matt Millen. It was a great era, you know, and I want to see it come back. I've been missing it. We've been jonesing. I think real Raider fans are the fans that the season starts when the free agency has been, it goes into effect. Those are your real football fans. These are your real Raider fans, like myself. I follow the free agency. And when AB was signed, I was really excited. You know, I love your show. Bro, I went out, Q, and I tried out all the other podcasts. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You are the number one. Your show is dynamic. I wish you'd spend more time on maybe if you interviewed some older players. I mean, Lincoln Kennedy was badass. I really enjoyed MJ Acosta. So it's cool and great, you know, bring in maybe some of these guys, like the knowns and unknowns, bring them on in and then, you know, interview them. And, because, you know, these are your fans that are following, the Raiders, 365 days a year. It doesn't end when we don't go to the playoffs or when the Super Bowl is over. When the Super Bowl is over, the season begins, in my opinion. Well, I just wanted to thank you for giving me a chance to speak up. This won't be the last time. No longer new beauty, no longer fresh fish. Have a good Q. Love your show. Keep up the good work. Raider Nation. Raider Nation for life.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate the compliments on the show. Thanks for the suggestion on the show. Definitely appreciate it. Great call. I think you hit it on the head as well with the Raider Mystique. It's so funny because there's not really wrong answers. Everyone has how they feel, and I love it. Again, going back to X-Raider and the 916, calling out of Sacramento, going back to him, man, ultimately it's the fan base. Ultimately, the fan base is bottom line numero uno when it comes to the Raiders Mystique. And again, the reason why we – as fans are listening to this podcast are because we are living that Raider Mystique. You know, we're part of that. The nation is large. The nation is powerful. The nation is passionate. I love it. I love it. I love it. So thank you for that call. And I was going to have a call from Raider Blind Rage in the 209. He hadn't called in a while, but it's like your call went 25 seconds and then all of a sudden it just went dead silent. So it sounded like it was going to be a really good call. Matter of fact, I'm going to play the first 25 seconds just because I want you to hear it.
What up, Q? Haven't called in a while. But I haven't forgotten about you or the podcast. This is Raider Blind Rage calling in from the 209. Have a couple things I want to touch on. I'll probably forget half of them, but I ain't got no Braille notes in front of me here. Okay, first thing is Last Chance U. I meant to talk about that the first time it was brought up. I have checked out all three seasons before I even found out about this podcast. I think season 4 is going to come out soon, if I'm not mistaken. I thought they said July 19th, but don't quote me on that.
So see, it sounded like it was going to be a really good call. I just wish that we can get the whole thing. So Raider Blind Rage, I appreciate you calling. Please call back. Please call back and do your message. Sometimes, you know, cell phones, man, sometimes they just cut out and you don't even know it. So it looked like it was going to be about a minute 55 call. And it only, you heard it. It was only 25 seconds. So thank you, though. Thank you for that. Please hit us back because I definitely want to hear what you had to say. It sounded like it was on the track of being a really, really good call. So thank you very much. I apologize again for not having a Tuesday show. Coming up on Thursday's show, there's an article that's been floating around Twitter from NFL.com. They basically ranked all the coaches in the league, and John Gruden came in 15th. So that's one of the things that I want to talk about. I'll talk about that on Thursday's show. I just didn't feel like I had enough time to squeeze everything in, especially after I went off on my rant about my co-host, Craig. After I went on that rant in segment number one, I really didn't have enough time. So I'm going to get to that. And obviously, I have your calls at the Locked On Raider Podcast voicemail line and a lot more stuff as well. So until Thursday's episode, Raider Nation, as always, just win, baby.